Well, the last thing National Treasury needs right now, with a week to go to the medium-term budget policy statement, is a distraction. And today, its critics were handed the keys to a distraction on a plate. Former journalist Ranjeni Mwinsami appeared on a panel of senior Treasury staff helping the minister, Tito Mboweni, craft his messaging around the bad news mini-budget, which is happening next Wednesday. Immediately, the EFF latched on to the story, saying that it is demanding the removal of Ranjeni Mwinsami within a week. Otherwise, all hell will break loose. And it forced National Treasury to make a brief statement on her appointment, simply saying Ms. Ranjeni Mwinsami is appointed in the Ministry of Finance as a community outreach officer. It is the prerogative of the minister who he appoints to his team as per the prescripts of the ministerial handbook. But that's not going to answer all of the questions. Somebody who's been prying and probing today is in-depth the profile writer for News 24, James de Villiers, who's on the line to us this evening. James, why is it around one individual, this one individual being Ranjeni Mwinsami?
Yeah, I think the reason why there's so much controversy around the appointment to the ministry, the first point is we didn't know that she's part of Mwinsami's team. The first time we were made aware of this was in his tweet last night, where he shared a photo of his budget writing team and Ranjeni was in the Zoom call. And then obviously all the allegations surrounding Ranjeni. She was a Sunday Times journalist that was facing disciplinary action, and she left, and then she became a communications officer working for the Friends of Jacob Zuma Trust, where she defended President Jacob Zuma most of the time during the time of his rape trial. And during that time, she authored a couple of pieces, and one of the pieces in 2017 for the Daily Maverick, 2012 for the Daily Maverick, she said that during that rape trial, she made a commitment, a silent pledge to herself, that she would help Zuma until he has cleared his name and resumed his rightful place within the ANC. And then most recently at the Zondo Commission, two senior officials within Hawks have come out to say that Ranjeni was the benefactor of a slush fund from Crime Intelligence, where they reportedly paid over 100,000 rand for one of her vehicles. And she still hasn't answered to those accusations at the Zondo Commission.
Yeah, and she said, okay, fine, she'll step back. I mean, because she was busy rehabilitating her reputation, and she was doing some really nice work once again as a journalist and a writer. And she said, no, she'd step back, and she'd step back to clear her name. Do we know when the finance minister appointed her as this job of community outreach officer?
Yeah, that's exactly one of the points that I raised to the National Treasury earlier today. And they just flat out refused to answer that question. They just sent me the standard response that everybody else has received today, saying that it's the minister's prerogative to appoint whoever he wishes. Our understanding is that she left. So she was suspended from the Sunday Times and the Tisha Blackstock Group, at the time, which was the Tisha Blackstock Group, in 2019 when those accusations were raised. And it's our understanding that she was formally relieved at the group in February this year.
Okay, so at some point between February and recently, she has been given this appointment by National Treasury. National Treasury says there's nothing wrong with this appointment. It's at the prerogative of the minister. The minister is going to face a lot of criticism for the appointment. His critics, his enemies, of whom there are many, could run riot with this, almost literally.
Yeah, it's quite interesting that this revelation is made a week, as you mentioned before, a week before the medium-term budget statement, which gives a party such as the EFF quite a lot of ammunition to use against him and possibly disrupt proceedings on the 28th of October.
Use the word disrupt, and he disappears. Let's just see if we can get James de Villiers back. Make sure we can. James, you still with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Absolutely. Sorry. The EFF basically saying to the finance minister, get rid of her or else.
Yeah, exactly. And then the point I was trying to make is that it's a revelation shortly before the medium-term budget statement is set to be delivered on the 28th of October, which might mean that the EFF now has ammunition to disrupt proceedings next week. And this very important budget statement, medium-term budget statement, that has to instill some sense of investor confidence and pathway forward for the president's economic recovery plan. So we'll have to see how this plays out. I assume that Mboweni is going to make comments about this in the weeks ahead. He is one for controversy, so we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, he's not shy. He's not shy of a boxing match, is Tito Mboweni. Some mention made of her job today by critics for Jacob Zuma, 2008, thereabouts. Many of the critics of National Treasury themselves, though, did advance Jacob Zuma's cause back then. They are honing in on that payment, that slush fund payment that she supposedly received from state security sources for repairs to her car, I think it was. I mean, that's what they're focusing in on. But there's no shortage of hypocrisy in the criticism and from whence it comes, I'm afraid.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also a negative sign for the overall cleanup agenda, so-called cleanup agenda of government, where government is saying that it no longer, or the ANC, ruling ANC, saying that it no longer wants to employ those accused of corruption or those implicated in corruption. Here's someone clearly implicated in corruption, clearly mentioned that she's on the commission. She did apply to cross-examine those that made the accusations, but she let go of that application in July this year, citing that she didn't have the finances to prepare for cross-examination or that she wasn't directly implicated in those accusations. But once again, you would have hoped that the finance minister, occupying the very important position that he does, waits until Ranjani is cleared of the accusations against her before making such a senior appointment within his team.
James de Villiers, thank you. In-depth and profile writer for News 24. We did invite Ranjani on. We invited National Treasury on. They declined, as is their prerogative to do so. But yeah, that's appointment. And sort of, and again, National Treasury saw, well, finance minister saw nothing wrong. You know what these Zoom calls look like. You have lots of little screens with lots of faces. And I just saw all these smiling faces. And I didn't register Ranjani immediately until later on. It exploded all over social media. But Money Shoes was there. And many other people that we know. And next thing, it was Ranjani's been appointed by Treasury. All hell breaks loose. And I hope it doesn't distract from the big job that has to be done.